After 8 days were accomplished. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. There's a phrase like that in Spanish, too. Sometimes I hear a Mexican say, cada ocho días, which means every week or once a week, but literally every 8 days. This is the 8th day since the child's birth. And do you know that this baby was born on a Sunday? They figured it out from our Lord's birth, his conception rather, the Annunciation of Our Lady, which took place on a Friday, the 25th of March, till 9 months later, on a Sunday of that year, our Lord was born in Bethlehem. And then 8 days after that, today, he receives his Savior name, Jesus, in his own blood, which he will shed to save his people from their sins. The 8th day. 1 week ago, everybody came to Mass. No excuses were accepted. Not weather, not work, not school or sports or shopping or sickness even. People made the effort to come, even from far away. And some came, it is true, with all of their sins, but everybody came to church. Oh, not today, of course. It has been only 8 days since they came, and although it's a Sunday, you've got last night's party and this afternoon's pigskin follies, the football games, I mean. There's not much room for the baby's birthday between those activities. Besides, people kind of think, well, I've got my ticket punched already just a week ago. I'm good for a while. Tom was a boy of about 10, 12 years old who was spending the summer 1 year with his country cousins. His Uncle Bob had a farm, and he was enjoying himself really very much, more than he wanted to admit. He enjoyed especially driving the tractor around. But every Sunday, he'd grumble there in the back seat of the car about how long it was to get to Mass. Now, his uncle, Bob, was a man of few words. He was the classic taciturn farmer. He said nothing when his nephew complained week after week. One day he asked him to accompany him to farmer's market and to help him at his booth, and he did. It was a hot summer's day, and how happy Tom was when his uncle came over at a certain point and gave him a can of cold, refreshing Mountain Dew. He mumbled his thanks, popped it open, and fairly chucked it down. And imagine his surprise as they were finishing up and putting the rest of the produce back in the truck, that his uncle handed him a bag which had 6 other cans of that refreshing beverage in it, Mountain Dew. With a smile, Uncle Bob said, "There, Tom, that should tide you over a bit in this hot weather." As they were driving along home, and Tom was enjoying his second Mountain Dew, his uncle asked him if he would mind sharing one of them with him. "Why, sure, Uncle Bob," he said, "after all," as he was popping it open for him, "after all, you gave me 7 cans. I'm very happy to. You take as many as you'd like." And then Uncle Bob spoke at last. "Tom," he said, "I see you're more generous with me than you are with God." "Well, what do you mean by that?" the boy queried. "Well, you grumble every week about giving 1 day back to God, and he gave you 7, whereas you didn't mind in the least sharing that soda with me." The good God obliges us to generosity. By means of his third commandment, he demands 1 of the 7 back again for worship, to adore and thank him, and also to restore and refresh your own soul. And for the body, he wants you to rest, no servile labor. You know that Almighty God, and this is a terrible mercy, Almighty God punishes those who violate the Sabbath in this life. Father Spirago says, the usual punishment for profaning Sunday and not hearing Mass is to become the captive of vice, a day of rest, the acknowledgement of God Almighty. Those things are not only a religious duty, precept of the Church, the third commandment, but they are engraven on our hearts by our Creator. Everyone knows you have to do that. I learned preparing this sermon that the Chinese historically do not and never did have one day of the week for rest or for worship. And some authors say, well, that's the reason why the Chinese have sunk so low, an entire nation enslaved still today by communism. Oh, they've made themselves into a powerful economic machine, which will one day perhaps be used by God's justice to punish our nation, which does profane the Sabbath. But in the meanwhile, consider those sad lives of desperation so many of the Chinese lead today, godless and without much hope. You will lose the faith if you will not keep Sunday holy, practicing your faith by hearing Mass. And we will eventually lose you or your children because of this mortal sin. And finally, of course, you must lose your soul at the end because you have valued it so little during your life. And think of it, anything, pretty much anything will keep you away all year long, you and your children, from your Mass obligation. But you came, I mean, they came last Sunday for Christmas. And what, I wonder, could keep them coming again? There's the usual laundry list, but they've heard it, you've heard it all before, I mean about mortal sin and practicing your faith and passing it on and the rest of it. And sometimes, frankly, we aren't too impressed with that. We forget it. But what about if we remembered that every Christ's Mass is Christmas? You know that we keep Sunday and not Saturday as our day of rest and worship because our Lord rose from the dead on that day, that Sunday is therefore sacred, and it is always celebrated as a kind of a little Easter. That's why we don't fast on Sundays. In the old days, people used to call Epiphany, which is really one of the greatest feast days of the year, Little Christmas. I've mentioned to you today that our Lord was born on a Sunday. The Romans called it the birthday of the unconquered Son, Natalis Solis Invicti. The day our dear Savior was born was a Sunday. So this year's Christmas had a particular solemnity about it. You know, too, by your own experience, that there's something about Christmas still today which draws people to Christ's Mass, to church, to keep it well. And all of the standard excuses are canceled. But why, I wonder, should that be true for just one day of the year? The world keeps commercial Christmas, counting its preparation, for 2-3 months of the year and grows tired of it by the 25th of December. Couldn't we let ourselves be drawn to it, charmed by it, refreshed and invigorated by it, far more than by a can of Mountain Dew? It gives you a little bit of a pick-me-up, but then you crash again afterwards. Not so things spiritual. Not so the Holy Mass. Now, it is true, it would be impossible to keep Christmas day after day all year long. That would get a little bit old. But what about if we made an effort this year to keep it every 8 days, every Sunday? One day set aside, you and your family, for a little Christmas, a day of wonder and of worship, to maintain innocence and youth, and to regain that sanctity the grown-up world steals from us all week long. And why not? Why should you pack away your Christmas the next week or two in a box somewhere until late October, when people prepare to celebrate it too early and to observe it so poorly? Whereas, what riches are yours at Sunday Mass, at Christ's Mass? What will you find when you come here every 8 days? It's a little Christmas waiting for you. You'll see the mother and her child, our Blessed Mother and good Saint Joseph, and the child wrapped in the swaddling clothes, the white linens of the altar. And you see little children and angels, and you see innocence, and you hear the bells and the beautiful music and the twinkling lights and the silent night of the canon of the Mass, when the child is born as heavenly bread and laid in a manger, so that you and I may be fed, that is to say, the stubborn donkey and the slow lumbering ox. We all have a place there at the rails. And here you will hear the exultant song of angels sung today by the choir so beautifully, the Gloria. Or at the sad seasons, you will honor the suffering of the crib which led to the wood of the cross at Calvary, and find strength to imitate it. Here, you fall on your knees every Sunday, and you open your treasures and offer him gifts, not only the gift of your presence here, and what a present that is for the child, more than just the envelopes you might throw into the usher's basket. You give your best to God. You give God to God. And thus it is that your sins of the week are canceled out. And for it all, we can't help being enveloped in such beauty that time stands still, and we are children again. And for 1 hour, there is a sweet nostalgia that overpowers us. It's Christmas once a week. When 8 days are accomplished, we must meet again. This is not my idea. It's his, the baby's. He wants his birthday honored. He wants Christmas, the child does, over and over again. He never tires of it. Shall we? And this is how Jesus will save you from your sins. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.